My brothers and sisters, welcome to Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group. And the topic of this is, do you ever feel stuck? Like nothing that you do, it doesn't get, it isn't completed. So today, if you feel stuck, it's something spiritual holding you back. Because I know, once I felt stuck, every now and then I feel stuck. And then I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why do I feel stuck? Like I don't know, like I do not know what to do. The best thing I do is I just take a verse, I write it out, and I look at it, and I let that verse talk to me. Because the Lord tells us why we feel stuck, because sometimes what we are doing is not what the Lord wants us to do. And this is why we feel stuck sometimes. So if you're feeling stuck, your business not prospering, your ministry is not prospering, it's a reason why sometimes things do not prosper. We cannot do things for money. Yes, we need money. Money makes the world go around. But we also must have the faith in the Lord to tell us how to conduct our ministry. Like me, I'm still a little shy. And I can ask people that I know, the people that will help me, because I know who will not. I know they will like eventually help me, but they are also the ones that have to tell people what they did for you and blah, blah, blah. And I just like what I'm doing to be kept between me and someone. I don't want everyone knowing what I am doing until it's completed. This is why when the Lord gives you a dream or vision or a gift, you don't share it with everyone. You leave it between you and the Lord until it's completed. Now, once it's halfway completed, the Lord, long as you pray, the Lord will send people your way that are going to help you. When the Holy Spirit lay upon someone's heart to help you without you asking, you know it's from the Lord. The spirits are working together. You and that person's spirit is working together. That's why they will love to work with you. And I didn't say everything gonna be perfect because you're a Christian. You and the person can be doing wonderful, absolutely awesome together. And Satan will throw a wrench in and cause conflict and strife into the ministry, into the business. This is why you must look when you see things happening. You and the person should be able to sit down and have a grown-up Christian conversation. And if they're a real Christian, they will not let Satan blind them. This is why you must always pray for the spiritual eye to be open to see what the enemy is trying to do in your life. So this is it for today. This is called Stuck, and this is Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group, aka Grandma Elsie. And I hope everyone have a beautiful, beautiful, snowy day. God bless you. Until the next episode, have a good day.